Of the millions of Americans who are unemployed, one group of them is of special concern to the Obama administration. It's the growing number of people who are out of work for the long term, not just temporarily. To find out more about the risks that they face and that they pose to the economy, we turn to David Wessel. He's economics editor of The Wall Street Journal. David, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Let's look at people who've been unemployed for 6 months or more. How many of them are there?
At last count, there were 3.7 million people. That's more than a quarter of all the people officially counted as unemployed who had been out of work for 6 months or more. That's a group of people the size of the population of Los Angeles, and doesn't count another 2 million people who were so discouraged or otherwise unattached from the workforce that they've given up looking for jobs.
Okay, so how are people feeding their families when they get to past that six-month mark?
Well, the government, as it always does during recessions, has extended the amount of time that an unemployed worker can collect unemployment compensation. So that's one way. But another way is that a large number of workers apply for Social Security disability benefits, which are available to people who can prove they're disabled, but many more people try and get them at times like this. Applications for Social Security disability are running 20% higher than they were last time this year.
So one way or another, the government has to help support people when they're in this situation. And I suppose there must be also concerns. I'm thinking of that phrase that gets used sometimes of a permanent underclass. If you think of people who are actively looking, right, and they just cannot find something to do for month after month after month after month.
Exactly. We are now in an economy which has an official unemployment rate of 8.9%, and a lot of forecasters think it's going to 10 and is likely to linger up there for another 18 months. Well, if we have a whole class of people who are unemployed for that long, they stop thinking of themselves as workers. They become detached from the workforce, and they become kind of suspect in employers' eyes. When you look at a resume and someone hasn't worked for a year and a half, you begin to get suspicious. So the risk is that these people never come back in the workforce, and they become a permanent group of people on the sidelines, and that's not healthy for them or for the economy.
Demographically speaking, are these long-term employed more likely to be blue-collar, white-collar, auto worker, office worker?
One of the things that's interesting about this recession is that, unlike the past, this seems to be a more pervasive problem, that the number of people who are out of work for a long time have a lot more college grads this time than we used to see in deep recessions in the past. So it's not limited to one demographic group.
So what does the government want to do about this?
Well, part of the answer is to structure unemployment benefits so that you keep people feeling like they're workers. It involves asking them to continue to look for work, of course. That's a usual requirement, one that's often hard to enforce. But President Obama is trying to make it easy for people who are on unemployment to go back to school so they're preparing to go back to the workforce. So that's one thing. There's some talk in the administration about creating some kind of community service program where people who are unemployed could do something volunteering in a more systematic way to make them feel like they're participating in the economy.
If the administration wants people to feel like they're working, is there any talk of actually putting them to work in some kind of jobs program like they had in the Depression?
Well, that's a good question. You know, we seem to be a little bit allergic to the notion of big public sector employment, which we did in the 60s and 70s, which creates a lot of people leaning on brooms and not doing anything. But I think that if the recession persists, the government will be forced to look for ways to put these idle hands to work. And the talk about community service while you're getting unemployment benefits is really a second cousin to a public sector employment program.
David Wessel of The Wall Street Journal, always good to talk with you.
Thank you, Steve.